So I'm sure some of you have heard this argument. You legalize medical marijuana and it opens the floodgates. You're going to legalize marijuana. Well, guess what? They're right. The legalization and regulation of marijuana as part of the solution for the many problems our country faces is something that Philly Normal fully supports, but is not for any one single reason. Legalization is an economically sound policy which would bring a highly demanded commodity into a legal atmosphere. It would help the U.S. and Mexico deal with the rising drug-related violence by depriving the gangs of substantial revenue source. It would help alleviate the citizens' mistrust of government and law enforcement. It would alleviate a large burden on our criminal justice system, and scientific and medical research would finally be unobstructed. Legalization would also allow doctors to recommend marijuana to patients when they believe it would benefit them, and the hemp industry would flourish again in America. The one flaw with legalization is that currently politicians are generally scared of it. Convincing them that it's the ideal solution and that it's politically viable is a long and difficult process. And patients who desperately need access to marijuana for medical use do not have the time to wait for such a change. At this time, I'd like to read parts of a few letters I've received from patients who need or use medical marijuana. One patient writes, "I suffer from compound complex epileptic seizures. Lamictal and Keppra are prescribed to me as treatment. From what my doctor tells me, these are two of the strongest seizure drugs out there, and I take both in almost maximum dosages. The use of cannabis has helped me in many ways. It has helped relief after a seizure, cutting recovery time in half or faster. All muscle pains are lessened, so normally physical action isn't painful, as well as expediting my mental state to full capacity. Cannabis has also helped lessen and delay seizures, in some cases even prevented them." Another writes, "My son is 28 years old. Since age 4, he has suffered from serious seizures. Literally hundreds of medication combinations failed to help him. When he was older, he began using marijuana to help with the pain of violent seizures. He found it also helped him relax a lot more. Being someone who is not of small stature, when he had a series of grand mal seizures, the muscles in his body screamed at him. Marijuana helped ease the pain more than any synthetic drug did. He uses it on a regular basis now. After 24 years of seizures, he had his last full-blown seizure in June of 2008. Since we live in PA, I am in constant fear that he will face legal problems." Another writes, "I suffer from chronic back pain and pain from multiple digestive disorders, and I am tired of having to use chemicals that make me feel terrible to treat my conditions. I hope that this will be approved and that a doctor will allow me to be a medical marijuana patient and treat my conditions with something less harmful than I have used and trust. Thanks for notifying me of this breaking news. It is a ray of sun in the dark time in our country." And lastly, "A few years ago, I had an injury which required multiple back surgeries. One of those surgeries caused a problem which brought on an incurable disease known by the acronym RSD. It stands for reflex sympathetic dystrophy. This is a chronic neuropathic pain disease that is very painful. My life has, for the greater part, revolves around a hospital bed, but I can ambulate with a cane. My life has changed in so many ways. I not only have the pain that is associated with the failed multiple surgeries, I also have the pain of RSD. I have been on some very heavy narcotics steadily for the past 10 years. My medications are affecting other areas of my body, and this has made me quite concerned. The medical field can offer no more help. I then began to search the internet for articles of alternative pain relief and came across articles that stated that some people found help using cannabis. I studied as much as I could on the subject, enough to come to the conclusion that there might be some hope at the end of the proverbial tunnel. I guess my hope is that someday a legislation will be passed so that I may at least try cannabis to see if it would work for me so that my life could be a little more pain-free and my quality of life would improve some. My father also has this disease, and as someone who has to live with that and see his family members in pain, it's unbearable. Pennsylvania needs to allow its citizens to use marijuana with the recommendation of their doctor while full legalization and regulation is debated on a national level. Patients with serious ailments or illnesses such as cancer, HIV/AIDS, multiple sclerosis, chronic pain, glaucoma, ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, severe nausea, asthma, post-traumatic stress disorder, severe anxiety, many gastrointestinal disorders such as Crohn's disease, and many, many others. We need to do this as soon as possible. I'm here to tell you that by the end of the month, Pennsylvania will have a medical marijuana bill introduced and ready to debate. On Wednesday, March 16th, Pennsylvania State Representative Mark B. Cohen went on the record on the Metro International that he would introduce medical marijuana legislation in Pennsylvania. I have confirmed with him that by the end of April, the Barry Bush Compassionate Use Medical Marijuana Act of 2009 will be introduced in the General Assembly. At this time, it is unclear whether Pennsylvania will allow retail outlets to distribute the medicine to patients who qualify. That may be left up to the Department of Health. The state will want to tax any sales Representative Cohen has estimated potential revenue of $25 million for the state based on Pennsylvania being about one quarter of California's population and their $100 million in revenue generated from medical marijuana dispensaries. In either case, we hope to give patients as wide a range of options as possible in order to avoid dealing with the black market. And we believe that it's inappropriate to ask severely ill, injured, or otherwise disabled people to purchase their medicine from, by definition, criminals. Patients will have the ability to grow their own medicine or designate a caregiver to grow it and provide it for them. In most aspects, it is very similar to both Rhode Island's legislation and the bill currently going through the process in New Jersey. In general, the bill will provide patients and caregivers with a registry card that they can use to identify themselves as qualifying under state law to law enforcement. The data supplied to the Department of Health will be held under the strictest confidence and privacy, and police will only be able to query the department on whether or not a person is qualified. No other information will be disclosed. Anyone with a felony drug offense will not be able to become a caregiver or cultivator. We have tried to maintain a balance of usable cannabis that a patient can possess or grow. Pennsylvania's for Medical Marijuana recommends an amount that doesn't exceed 12 mature plants, 2 mother plants, 12 clones and immature plants, and 5 ounces of usable material. This is enough to provide a patient, on average, with 36 ounces of usable cannabis per year, and that's enough to allow a patient to smoke or vaporize 2.8 grams of cannabis per day. For most patients, that's enough. In the most extreme cases, much more may be consumed on a given day. Now, the Barry Bush Compassionate Use Medical Marijuana Act of 2009 will also allow for a medical use defense during a trial, as long as the defendant can provide sufficient evidence outlined in the bill which would validate their assertion of medical necessity. Asset forfeiture by the state would be prohibited for valid demonstration of medical use. Our bill was named after Barry Edward Bush. Barry was a graduate of Sun Valley High School in 1996 with a paralegal certification from Widener. He was a retired political activist and a former employee of Pathmark and Alden Rug Mill. He was a magazine editor, a member of Keystone Alliance, and ACT UP Foundation and AIDS Awareness Group. He was instrumental in drafting the country's first workplace right to know law and was the founder of American Spirit. Barry came to Philly Normal in late 2005 asking to help him get medical marijuana passed in Pennsylvania. We obliged, helping him build a website and a network of patients and advocates statewide while he worked on getting support from the legislature. Unfortunately, Barry died from complications due to advanced HIV/AIDS on July 11, 2007. And while I only knew him for a short time, his dedication to making medical marijuana legal for patients who need it inspired me to continue his campaign and for us to put his name on the bill. My hope, and the hope of Philly Normal, Pennsylvanians for Medical Marijuana, and all the patients we represent, is that the legislator will come together across partisan lines to do the right thing and give the patients the protection they deserve. I'm the co-chairman of Philly Normal. Our website is www.phillynormal.org. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out, and have a safe and happy 420.
I work with the Philly Normal group myself, and I have to say they're a great bunch of activists. On May 2nd, the Global Cannabis March takes place all around the world, and there'll be a big contingent of it going up South Street right here in Philadelphia. Now, there's also a march up in New Brunswick. If you can't make the Philadelphia one, you came from North Jersey, you can go to the New Brunswick March as well. But I guess it gets underway about 3:30, Derek, is that right? 3:30 asking people to meet out there? Right at Broad and South, and it's a march right up South Street. Last year, there was about 600 people out for that, and we're expecting some more this year. So if you want to get involved with Philly Normal, May 2nd is a good day to do that. Let's hope for better weather than we're having today on 420 for the Global Cannabis March as well. Next up today, as I said,